Thursday, Shir Ayin Hay.
ויקי עודתני חמישה שיש לו על סף סולכות ולא יישברו ובועכות ביושב עולו ושוברו יואחו עם חייר כמו trying to find עוד איזה טיימה יחתים את זה ויכשרתי מקצס איסקוי חבתי בתשלומי כל ניסקו עוד איזה יחתים את זה ויכשרתי מקצס ניסקוי חבתי בתשלומי כל ניסקו We had a case in Bo that he only dug one tefach. We had a echetimtze and show, the Gemara said it's not a echetimtze. The Gemara tried to say echetimtze and esh, and the Gemara said it's not a echetimtze. And the Gemara is trying now to say echetimtze and odom amazik. Now before we start the etzem ha-Gemara, it's very interesting. The Gemara wants that what will happen, five people are sitting on a bench, and another person comes and the branch breaks because he came and added on. The Gemara thought that this is called Ichshalti Miktsas Niskoi. His weight cannot break the bench. The weight of six people together broke the branch. So the Gemara thought that this is called Ichshalti Miktsas Niskoi. I only added a little bit weight. Chalti B'tashlum Eikol Niskoi. Even that I added only a little bit weight, I'm mechuyev on the ganze zach. I mean, lemaisa, the bench is breaking of a weight of six people. The Gemara will not find maybe the echetimtze that I'm chay. But this is what the Gemara is trying to say. Ichshalti miktsas niskoi, chavti betashlum eikol niskoi. I sat down, I added a little bit weight, and I'm mechuyev betashlum eikol niskoi. So this Gemara is tam. Maybe later we'll see, it's a mechudashnik. I understand that the Gemara says, oh, you're sorry, you have a boy test, you only do one tefach, you chayav on the whole thing. Chidush, I only did one tefach. A fire, I only added a piece of wood, I'm chayav on the whole thing. The Adam, six people are Adam Amazik. You're right, I'm the one that added in the end, Epis. But to call me the Adam Amazik, and the Bichayev and the whole thing, Atz Odom HaMazik, this really is a bigger Chiddush. That I'm the one that is called the Odom HaMazik, the Hainu. I will explain what I mean to say. And boy, I don't know the Londis. But see, he's the Chshalti. I gave it the name to become a Mazik, so it's written to my name. Kilo is a boy. I finished it, so they sign it on my name. I'm in charge. There's a fire. I finished the fire. I'm signed on it, so I pay for it. And Babikame is a Yisoy, the one who is in charge on a show. There's a cow walking on the street. Why I have to pay? Maybe you pay. Because I own the cow. So as a Gaitos, the one that owns, pay. Who owns the Mazik? The one that puts them, the one that gave them to become a Mazik, he's the one that is in charge. It's a Chidush because Ichshalti Miktsas Niskoi, Chalti B'Tashlumi Kol Niskoi. But this is the Chiddush in Bumikam. In Adam HaMazik, Pashtus, the one that is Mazik in his hands, and this is Chayim. To say that even in Adam HaMazik, when six people are Adam HaMazik, and it happens because one person, he's Achroi, and he pays for the whole Adam HaMazik, this is already a bigger Chiddush. This is already considered a bigger Chiddush, that he's in charge, and he's Achroi. This is the Chiddush in Adam HaMazik, that this is called Adam HaMazik. Because we're going to be more trying to figure out what is the Echatim Tzeh, V'chshalti Miktsas Niskoi, Chavti B'tashlumi Kol Niskoi. V'omar HaPope, Ki Goyin Pope Barabe. The sixth person that came to sit on the bench is Ki Goyin Pope Barabe. Why the Gemara says Ki Goyin Pope Barabe? Bez Hashem will see, Tesis Namud Aleph, and the bottom says Pshat. Other because every bench people are allowed to sit. They don't have to think that it will break. Only Baba Baraba, It's his fault that he for such people it's not meant to. Taisa says another pshat, and in the end of the Gemara, you have to attack that five people are sitting and he doesn't let them to get up. It's to be very big that he could have five people not to let them to get up. Papa Barabba could lean on five people together. But on them, Taisa is bothered why the guy has to be very big. They weigh, everyone weighs 10 pounds. He adds to some men, he had 50 pounds. Another guy is 60 pounds. Why the big, the last guy has to be a very, very big guy? There's no reason for his answer. This is the reason Taisa said two reasons why the Gemara said you can bump it by Rabbi. Although, again, regular people have a right to sit on the bench and they're not a choy. And the feed that Taisa says that not only the last person is Papa Barabbas, all the people have to be Papa's Barabbas. Because the Gemara says they have to get up, he has to get up. And the second shot Taisa says, at the end of the Gemara, that he doesn't let them to get up, we need a big guy. Rashi doesn't say Dolmish. The shtika from Rashi Weisslech doesn't hold from everything that is written in Taisa. We'll see. We'll see the Rishonim may be older than it. We'll see later when we get. We have to remember it's no Rashi. And you have to say it's not Stam a Duke from the Hashmotas Rashi. You start the Sugi, we keep going Baba Barabba, why keep going Baba Barabba? We had a fire before. How much Chavila he added? Chavila, that makes a fire. You know, it's Cheshm. And the Gemara says, Baba Barabba, keep going Baba Barabba. Hey, Chidom. If the bench would never break when the five people are sitting on it, so pshita that he's chay. And like we said the whole time, this is not called the shalti miktsas niskoy. While without him nothing would happen. So when he comes and he adds, it's not called the shalti as miktsas niskoy. We saw it the whole time. When what they did is Golnish and he adds, it's not called Ichshalti Miktsas Niska. Only the Bo Tess and he made it Bo Misa, Rabbi Luperes was busy, why it's called Ichshalti Miktsas Niska. But look at Tzuyah, we saw in Tesis, if the Bo is not Mazik without him and he adds, even if he needs them, he's only doing a little bit. He's only weighing 10 pounds, when you needed the weight of the five people to break the bench. When the Gemara says Belat Iulo Itbar, some people have a mistake. They can't break it, and he's so heavy that he can break it on his own. Avad Anish. It's Mevur in the Gemara that his weight alone will not break it. His weight, with their weight, breaks it together. Avad their weight cannot break it, so he's not chay. So he's chay. And it's not called Bishalti Miksas Nisko. Elo. The Beloi Iu. Nami Idba, without him, it would also break. Maika Ovid, what is the Kash of the Gemara? So here we have to learn Rashi Vetesis the Shitos. Rashi learns Maika Ovid, what is the Pshat? Well, since Medugim Rashi also. The Mele, he's Potu. Bochber explains, five people are leaning on it. You write that now that he's leaning, if you ask who broke it, Lav Dafka their weight, his weight also is breaking it. The five couldn't break it, but the Maisa, when there's six pieces of weight on it, it's not breaking Dafka because the first five pieces of weight. But we call Mekoyim, that's the Shittas Rashi, if it would happen anyways, he's not Chayev. And if he tastes the Gemara means Maika Ovi, that he will be Chayev a fifth, a sixth. Like that. Till here it's good. Let me just remind me the tools of the Shmaisa. So again, Frank the Gemara, if it would break without him, and if it would not break without him, pshita that he's chayev. If it would not break without him, pshita that he's chayev. And if it would break without him, Maike Ovi, Lefi Rashi, Maike Ovi, the pshat is, he's potu, and Lefi Teis is Maike Ovi, it's 50-50. Now the Gemara, we'll go back to this piece of Gemara that we learned. I want to remind you of the Gemara. Right, the Gemara says like this. Hey Chidom, either belav you lo itba, pshita that is chayev. Why? When they were sitting there, it will not break. And he came and he sat down, he broke it. why they don't have to get up. And if they will get up, the bench will not break. Now he's there. The bench is breaking because he's sitting at this with them together. Why did not Mechuyev get up? So we'll see later. Maybe the Gemara will ask that kasha. The Vayu will have to answer. Other was no time. He came and he had it broke. Or the Gemara did not hold it as a swara that people have to get up. If I sat beheta, it's not my problem.
He's not shared.
Again, the Gemara is asking a kasha. If the bench will not break without him, pshita that he's chayav. Now I'm saying again, not like a mistake pshita that his weight could break the bench. Then there's no reason for them to get up. He's anyway breaking the bench. The bench not only needs 100 pounds to break. There's 5 people here that everyone is 10. And he weighs 41. And he comes and he sits down. And the bench breaks. Zog di gemore. I belav iu. Lo yav mitbar. Pshita that is chay. He broke the bench. Why they didn't get up? The Gemara is not asking the valid discussion why he didn't get up. Why they didn't get up? I would say maybe it was no time. Maybe they're not mechuyev to get up. The Gemara learns. And if the bench would break anyways, so the Firashi is potu, and the Firtesis is chayev chetzi. And for the Gemara, lo itzriche de belav iu ave mitbar betrei shoy, ve hashto itbar bechad shoy. What is the answer to the Gemara? The bench is about to break in 2 hours. He came down and he sat with them and it broke in an hour. So I would think this bench is anyway going to break. So Micah of it. I'll give you the example. We said the fire is anyway going to come here. So even that I made the fire to burn earlier, we learned in the sugya before, but I was about to. So here also, Dr. Ashi, the Gemara taught, Val is going to break in 2 hours, and he has sat down and it broke in an hour, he'll be Batu. And the Chiddush of the Braisa that is Chayev. And why is Chayev? The Gemara says a line. The Amrilei, he lavat, ave yasfinet vipusiv vekaminen. So what is the chiddush of the brayse? The chiddush of the brayse is, this is the way we remind me the brayse. The chiddush of the brayse is that we're talking that it will break in 2 hours. And he came and he sat down and it broke in an hour. Was a salkedaitoch. That vile was a salkedaitoch. That violet's going to break in 2 hours. So belav iu nami idba. He didn't do nothing. Well, he did it a little bit earlier. We saw in the sugi before. A little bit earlier is not a reason to be chayav. Kamash malon. Now they tell him we will plan to get up. Was no fire. It's not called as a fire. We didn't plan to be mazik. We planned to sit for an hour and get up. So the mele, it's not called that the hezek started. I'll explain in a second. But he always asks, every time, fire also, why they don't say we're planning to put out the fire? I will explain the chiluk is partial. We're going again the vial with Shitas Rashi. The Rashi is the easiest Shita. That Be'etzem, the Gemara says, if it would break anyways, I'm potu. If it would not break anyway, belav iu lo itbar hischai. Zog the Gemara, we're talking in a case that belav iu, it will break in 2 hours. And now it's broken an hour. So I would think that it's considered as going to be broken anyways. And Val is going to be broken anyways, but mele he's potu. And they tell him, no, we would get up in an hour. Now, first I want to explain the Gemara. What was the Hava Mina that he would be potu? Because it's going to break in 2 hours. Abba Lamaisa, you broke it in an hour. Now, Lefirik Tzoyis is Mamashvel. Here you can't say that it's Mona Tvira Tovav. maybe they would get up. But more for maybe they would get up. What breaks the bench? 2 hours of sitting, breaks it. That never happened yet. The fire is already here. This is the answer in Yeshayahu. The fire is there. They did the masi. They could blow out the fire. When I sit on a bench, I'm not masi. Consisting sitting for 2 hours will break it. I didn't do that other hour. So the mele, we did not do yet a masi. While we did not do a masi, you're the masi. And the mele, you chayav. It's before Shalosh and Rashi. The beloved you have a mitbar betreisho, velohochi itztach lemit nelashminen, the afilu hochi chayav. Without that, he would be potul. Even that he broke it in an hour. The same way we learned in the sugya before, that the fire is going to come. And I made the fire to come earlier. Because of me, the fire came earlier. But, like we explained yesterday, it's not mitzad mona tzvira tova, it's mitzad maika avi. So the ma'aseh, all of us are sitting together, and it broke because of all of us. Kamash Malon, they telling him, we did not do a mazik before. We sat here, we were planning to get up, so it's not called that we did a mazik. But mainly you consider the mazik. This is the tzus of the shmais. So divine, if you want, we can get to the oimik of the sugi. The chelik of the sugi is very light, this chelik. The haim. The klal in the Gemara is, if it's breaking without me, I'm potul. If it's breaking only because of me, I'm chayav. Because the Gemara said, pshita. If it breaks because of me, for sure I'm chayav. And if it doesn't break because of me, it will be broken anyways, I'm potul. Zog the Gemara, we have a chetimtza. And they're going to be broken in 2 hours. So I would think that b'meila is considered that it's going to be broken without me, and b'meila I will be potu. Kamash malon, while they could get up in an hour, it's not to stop their mazik. Their mazik is by sitting there for 2 hours. So that mazik never happened yet. While that mazik never happened yet, because they didn't sit here for 2 hours, so it's considered that he made the mazik. This is the tzus of the shmeis. Till then, it's a glatte gemara. That's a chiddush. I would think, what the madgish the chiddush, that vav is going to be broken anyway in 2 hours. I mean, if the ktzeis is very hard to understand that. Aber lefil way we explain from Baruch Ber, so Baruch Ber explained, lemaisa you were mazik. So you're right that I was mazik together with you. Aber vav, it's your hezek, even that I made it to happen quicker. It's considered you're a mazik. The Talmud says they're telling him we're not considered a mazik. We will get up in an hour. So the mele you're considered a mazik. So Val, you consider the mazik, but mele you have to pay. This is the gemara. Frag the gemara akash. And here be'etzem is the sugya. And I wanted that just to mind me the bayah of the sugya. Ve'leim elehu. So what is the case? In 2 hours it will break. He came and he broke it in an hour, he's chayav. Frank the Gemara, let him tell them, without you it will not break. More as the kash, v'leim elahu, that Papa Barabe will tell the five people, but without you wait, it would not break. What the Gemara wants. Again, we said, they themselves cannot break it. 2 hours, but an hour it can't break it. And he broke it. What now the Gemara is mechadish? V'leim elahu, ilav atun b'didi lo yavim mitzvah. You're right that it will not break without me. But when I came, I need you. Without you, it will also not break. Say that. But the Maaseh, he broke it. I mean, this was the Gemara at the beginning. They said there it can't break. He came and he sat down, and now it broke. So he's chayev. Yeah, we'll call it. If belav didayu lo yave midbar, and he came and he sat, he broke it. This is the gemara pshita. And what is the answer? It's going to break in 2 hours. I would thought that it's considered that it's going to be broken. Kavaya, it's not called that it's going to be broken without it. So b'meila, he's the one that broke it. And the gemara says v'leimelu, let him to answer. V'leimelu, let him to answer him back. Without you, without your weight, my weight cannot break it. What is this title? So Rashi says 2 lines. V'atem k'shiyoshavti hoya lochem la'amoy. Why you didn't stand up? You're right that it will not break without you. But when I came in and I sat, now we have 10 minutes, 20 minutes, it's going to break. Why are you not getting up? Ah, you didn't get up, so you're a mazik like me together. Is it tvi'ah? Why you didn't get up? Again, the 5 people are sitting. It cannot break. I come and I sit down, now it breaks. Zog dikmor eval belav iu lo yave mitbah. And now he broke it, so he's chayev. Frek dikmore veleim elehu. I don't understand. You're right that without me it will not break. But without you it will also not break. So b'meile, now when I'm sitting, and you see me that I'm sitting, why you didn't jump up? You stayed. So you're a mazik like me.
Why
to get up? Why not? Without you, it's not breaking. You mechuyev to get up. This is the chidush of the kasha of the gemara. This is the chidush of the kasha of the gemara. And the answer is, he didn't let him to get up. This is basically the answer of the gemara. He locked him down. Sami chalayu, he didn't let him to get up. See the hemshul of the gemara. But this is the answer of the tenets of the gemara. So lefi Rashi, what is the kasha of the gemara? The kasha of the gemara is, why he's chayev? You're right that it will not break without him. Aber lemaise, he needs their weight as well to break it. Veleimelu, let him to say to them, because of your weight it broke. So Rashi pshat, v'atem kshiyoshavti hoya lochem lamud umidel lo yomadetem atem kemoyni sheshavardim. You broke it. Then Rashi learns the kasha of the gemara. So the goyim comes. More in Shulchan Aruch from the side of the gemara. Side of the gemara is hard to read the goyim. Zog the goyim, I don't understand. You start to read the gemara. Eichidov. Ilei me de belav iu lo idbar. Pshita that is chayev. Now you change your mind. And you're asking me a kasha, why pshita that is chayev? He needs their way. Why you didn't get up? And the Gemara answers, he catched them down. He was soymech on them. I don't know what it means. We'll see later what exactly happened. Frank the Goyen, how it could be that 4 lines ago was pshita that is chayev, and now is a switch in the Gemara. But the Gemara is asking a kasha, how you could tell me that he's chayev veleimelu? Why you didn't get up? But because Makom, the Goyen is learning that Lefi Rashi, this is the Pshat in the Sug. That Be'emes, the Gemara now is asking on every case. Be'emes, the Gemara is now going back and asking on the top case. Without him it would not break. So the Gemara says, Pshita that is Chayev. The Gemara says, Pshita that is Chayev. The Gemara says pshita that is chayev. Frey the Gemara, it's not pshita. So the answer, the Gemara is choizah from the sugya before. We both Hashem have today Talmid Rabbi Lutam. Frey the kasha. How it could be that a second ago it was pshita that is chayev, and now pitom the Gemara is asking a kasha, why he's chayev? And not only the Gemara trying to find out, to clear it out. She says, hey, Lech and Ami, if they can get up, he's not chayev. He's chayev if he pulls them down. So I'm sure he's chayev.
So then for sure it's chayav. So there's a shinui here in tzus of the shmeise alibe de rash. A shinui in tzus of the shmeise. Betchilas a gemore, when the gemore came and the gemore asked the kasha, five people were sitting on a bench, and comes another person and sits down, and now it breaks. And without the five people, without him, it would never break. Oh, but he needs their weight as well. Friend the gemore, for sure he's chayav. They didn't do nothing. And then the Gemara says, and if it will break anyway, so for sure he's potu. Well, it's going to break in 2 hours. I thought that it's called going to break. It's not called going to break because it could get up. Safe. And now the Gemara is asking a kasha. She's really going back with the going on tchilas a Gemara. It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Why he's chayev? Are ilchur that they had to get up? What? Okay. What? 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 But as they the goyin is medayik in Rashi. The dibur amaschi lo itzricha de behodi de somach lo oylom de belav iu lo yave midbar klav. Belav iu lo yave midbar klav. We're talking a case shelo yave midbar klav. And even so, he's not chayev. Why? Because they had to stand up. They had to get up. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, and for the Gemara, he didn't let him to get up. He didn't let him to get up. He didn't let him to get up. This is the way Rashi is learning the Sukkah. Now, what is the big baya? The big baya of Pshat. Who's the Gemara Shtali? That the Gemara started and asked the kasha, if without him it doesn't break, for sure he's chayev. And if without him it breaks, for sure he's potur. So the Gemara, I'll have it, it's going to break in 2 hours. I will think that it's called that it's going to break. It's not called going to break. So what is the chiddush of the Gemara? That I will think that something that's going to break in 2 hours, it's called that it's going to break. And b'mele, he will be potur. Kamash and Val, they could get up in an hour. It's not called that it's going to break. And b'mele, he's chayev. Frank the Gemara Akashe at the beginning. Why, even if it's not going to break, is chayev? Oh, but they have to get up. Zog the Gemara, he didn't let him to get up. This is the way you learn in the Gemara. What is the next kasha? Pshita. What is the kasha pshita? What is the kasha pshita? Hayon Pshat, what is the kasha pshita? What? What is the kasha pshita? What is the kasha pshita? What? Why pashut is chayav? He hold him down. Well, I'll tell you what is the case. It's going to break in 2 hours, and he hold him down, and it broke in an hour. And the chiddush is that I would think that it's considered that it's going to be broken, and he's potur. Kamashulon, well, they could have get it up. It's not. Like this was the Gemara answered before. What happened to the answer? I'm not asking koichoi. This is the Gemara's teretz of koichoi. The Gemara doesn't know koichoi. Again. Take the Seder HaGemore. The Gemara says, if it's a regular bench and five people are sitting on a bench, and a sixth guy came and he broke the bench. So the Gemara, if these five cannot break it, and he came and he sat down, for sure he's chayev, he's a mazik. And if it will break anyways, for sure he's potur. And that the Gemara has a teretz. It's going to be broken in 2 hours, and it's broken in an hour. I would think that the ma'isa is already considered like a fire. So someone asks, what is the difference even? The b'mele, I would think that it's a fire. And the b'mele, even if he made it earlier, he's potu. Kamash of fire, the pshat is the mazik is already out. So when I'm joining in the mazik, I'm not called the shalti as nisko. Here, it's not called the mazik is out. It's a chidush. Some understand it more, some understand it less. But this is a chidush. Now the Gemara is asking Stavakash. Why bichlal he's chayev? You're right. So we consider that it's not going to break because they could have gotten up. Funny thing about it, I understand. While they could get up, it's not called that it's going to be broken. So we look at it like a bench that is not going to be broken. And the guy sits, why he's high if they have to get up? The answer is they can't. I mean, what is the chiddush? The same chiddush that you answered till now. Nothing switched in the Gemara. Yeah, no man show will help him. Nothing switched in the Gemara. What switched in the Gemara? Again, we have a problem. Remember the words. Beloi iyu itbar chayev. I'm sorry. Beloi iyu lo itbar chayev. Beloi iyu itbar pot. But the most two of these things are pshita. It's a chiddush in the case that below you itbar, but the ma'is in 2 hours, and he broke it in an hour. So what is the answer? And chiddush is that this is called that without him it will not be broken because they would get up. Ad kana gemara. Now the gemara says, okay, I understand. It's considered belav you lo itbar. Without him it would never break. I understand because they could have gotten up. But as a nu mechayev, they have to jump. The Torah says they can. What is the nu kasha pshita? Rashi is madgish. The Gemara now is going back to the beginning. We're talking not in 2 hours. We're talking on a bench that will never break. And he came down and he sat. And he's chayev. And he's chayev. And he's chayev. Frank the Gemara, hi, they could get up. They can't get up. But what is the chiddush? We drop the middle chiddush, Dr. Rashi. Rashi dibur ha-maschi lo yitzriche. Le-oilom de-belav iu lo yav-mitbar klal. Never. Ve-le-ko-av res pshita in the beginning. Le-yitzriche de-le-yosha ve-lov. El-o-oman al-raglo ve-nismach aleim. So when the Gemara was really asking a kasha, she went back to the beginning, Zat Begoyim. She didn't ask the kasha in this case. She asked the kasha, Be'etzem, I'm asking you a kasha, and behold, Suki, I got it wrong. Why the guy doesn't have to get up? And I tell you, he's holding them. And what is the chiddush? You're right, I could have said the chiddush in 2 hours. The Gemara is saying now a new chiddush. Koichi kegufoi. Also, we have to know what it means, koichi kegufoi. If he sits on the bench, for sure he's chayev. But if he leans on them, I think that he's potter. But I understand that stuff. What kind of terrorist is it? The guy takes a stick and hits someone. So what is it? It's koicho, he's potter. It's all the mamazim. He hits with his hand, he hits with a stick. It's all the mamazim. So he took 5 people and he smashed them on the bench. Pushed down the bench. We'll see later. We're not talking a bench that will break anyway, he doesn't let it get up. The Firashi, the bench cannot break with him. Not we're speaking of a bench that could have broken and he's not letting. The Firashi, Belav Iu lo itbar. These 5 people cannot break the bench. So it's not only he's blocking them to get up, he's pressing down the bench with him. He's pressing down the bench with him. With these people. This is what he's doing. And even so, the Gemara says, it's a chiddush koichi kegufa. We have to know what is the chiddush of koichi kegufa. What is the chiddush of koichi kegufa? But back to the tzus of the Gemara. So the Goyen and Shulchan Aruch and by us, and by Etzim, if you see good Rashi, Rabbi is Beirin. But the Goyen is Maimi, the tzus of the Shmaisa. What is the tzus of the Shmaisa of the Sugyas of the Goyen? The tzus of the Shmaisa of the Sugyas of the Goyen is the tzus of the Shmaisa of the Sugyas of the Goyen. The Gemara started that Beloi Iu Loi Itba. And he's the one that broke it. And if it will break without him, he's potu. And the Gemara said both are pshite. And she found the Echetimtze, we call it a Zaytik Echetimtze. That the Chiddush is that I would think that it's called that it's going to be broken. Kamashon, it's not like a fire, it's not to be considered. And Bemele, he's chay. And now the Gemara is saying, 1 second, Bichlal, this whole sugya doesn't make sense to me. Why the second guy is chay? Why they don't have to get up? And the Gemara says, you're right, he's holding them out. And if this is the case, I'm starting from fresh. The chiddush is 5 people sitting, it can't break, and he's the one that broke it. And the chiddush of the sugya is that he didn't break it with his hands, he broke it with his koyach. And the chiddush is that koyach you also chayim. This is the way Be'etzem it's the Gemara with Rashi. A bit madman that the Gemara switched. Maybe it's easy to answer it by a fact that the Gemara knew that she has the answer, so she answered already. But Mikol Mokim, this is the source of the Shmais. So if we learn the Gemara Rashi, so I'll ask you a Shaila Laloch. Five people sitting on a bench. Other people clean it. Came one big pop up. Abba sits down, and in 5 minutes the bench breaks. We have everyone together. Who is higher? No, who is higher? What? Everyone. They had to get up.
But they were there.
Everyone is high, right?
They were after. They were sitting before. They were there after, so they never.
Like Moses and Ali, so they have to get up. As they did, sugar the feet, shita srash. Zog the goyim, the tool learned the Gemara not like that. While it doesn't make sense to learn such a Gemara, it doesn't make sense to understand the Gemara like this. Zog the tool, I will tell you pshat. We read the Gemara like this. If beloy iu loy idbar and he sits down, he's chayev. Even if they could get up, they don't want to get up. I'm going to get up. I sat better. You sat down. It's your problem. The Gemara said pshita that I'm chayev. She didn't speak dafka miyad like Efshar Sidra Zamar Shah. Pshita. Pshita means in every case. So if the five people are sitting and the bench is not about to break and a guy comes and he sits and it takes 5 hours and then it falls down, he's hyped. They say, listen, we could have sat until tomorrow. You came, you're a problem. Are you right? When you came, if we would get up, things would be good. We're not helping people. We're not here to help you. So they go, and if it would break anyways, so he's pumped. Zog the Gemara is going to be broken in 2 hours. So I would think that it's considered that it's going to be broken. Kumasho, it's not considered that it's going to be broken, and it's his problem. It's not his problem. So again, so what is the answer to the Gemara? The answer to the Gemara is, it's going to be broken in 2 hours. And he sat down and it broke after an hour. So why? We thought that Va is going to be broken in 2 hours like a fire, and he'll be batu. Kumasho, it's not considered that it's going to be broken. And b'meile, he's chayav. Frag the Gemara, why they don't have to get up. Now listen carefully, here's the sugya. This is the whole sugya, this line. Frag the Gemara, why they don't have to get up. Zog the goyim, today it's time to build up. One shita. The Gemara is only asking in this case. The case that it's going to be broken in 2 hours, and he came in and sat, and now it will be broken in an hour, they have to jump. Why? When they sat, they could sit forever or not? When they get, they could sit forever or no? How long they have? 2 hours. He made it shorter, so you have to jump up. And the first bench, when they came, they could sit. They don't have to get up. But in the second case, he asked him why. Why? The man of this pshat is wrong, I'm going back to Rashi. It doesn't make sense. The Gemara didn't think about it, then she changed her mind. Okay, so Tan Rabbi Rutam says he doesn't understand why. Zog the Goyen, but the reason the two said such a pshat, even though it doesn't make sense beyond this, because the pshat Gemara is the best way to learn pshat Gemara. So these are the two drachim. And again, we're not Masbriya today. But to have the two drachim to start the sugya. To start the sugya. These are the two drachim to start the sugya. Lefi Rashi, the Gemara is mechadish. In the beginning she didn't think about it. Or she thought that it happened right away, or she didn't think about it. But the Gemara is mechadish, there is no svara to part of the first people. After he sits, they have to get up. It's glad. They have to get up. And the Mele, he's not chayev. Everyone is chayev together. And the Gemara really is asking a kasha and the whole sugi. And the Melech the Gemara is really saying we don't have to go anymore with the case of Treishav. We're going in the first case. Hey, what is the Chiddush if he's holding the Ma'am? What is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Koichot. And we have to explain a little bit Koichot. We'll try to touch on the Mizun. What is the Svara of Koichot? No, the Giddush is like by us. The Giddush is by us like it's a Monday Gemara. The Gemara really had the Kasha. When she had this Kasha, למה אתו לכו לא היה במדבר ואתם כשישבתי עליכם למה לא ימדתם לא יצריך את בהד את הסור מחליו so the most one second so this is a different sugya בכלל now so if it's a different sugya I could redo the whole sugya again and ask the kasha pshita again and answer different than the kasha we asked why the Gemara could have said but she wanted better the tool said it can design. If the Gemara said Pshita Zog the Goyim, so it's Poshet that the second guy is Chayim and they don't have to stand up. It can't be that in the middle of the Sugya, Pitom the Gemara will ask such a Kasha and will switch the whole Sugya. Zog the Goyim, B'Shem the Tul, and Tamil of the Tam, B'Shem Pshita Achas. And the first Gemara, if it's going to be broken anyways, and he comes and he sits on it, I'm sorry, if it's not going to be broken, and he comes and he sits, and now it breaks, if it's not going to be broken and it sits and now it breaks, even if it takes 10 minutes and they can get up, potul. They potul, he's chayav. They don't want to get up. Only if they sit on a bench and it's going to be broken in 2 hours, and we had a hava mine that it's mamish lagesh. And we mechadish that it's not lagesh because they say we're planning to get up. They have to manage to get up before it breaks. If Pitom the breaking came earlier, they have to jump. And Vada didn't jump, they chayav. The Goyim is medayiket in the two. The two in Siman Shin Pei Aleph brings down Kosav HaRambam Chamisha Shiyoshbo Al Safsal Echot Veloi Nishbo Ubo Echot Veyoshav Olo VeNishbo Af Al Pisho Yohoyu Leishogor Koidem Shiyosha Hoyil VeKirev Shvir Asa Hoyil Shchayav שהם יאמרו אילו לא נשמחת אולוב היינו רואים דמקיינים שישוב. We were planning to stand up, so 5 people are sitting, and again what is the case? חמישו יושבו על סף סולחות ולא ינשבו, and he came and it broke even though it was about to break. Hoyil he made it to break earlier, he's chayav. Ilu lo nismach to olav, and you ain't him koinim shisho. Ve'adoy li ha-rosh kosa, lo yishmeh olav. Ve'im yoshvu ze achar ze, im lo yo nishbar, im mo li yeshiv asa achoin, az hu levad echayav. Ve'im yo nishbar miyad, אף אם לא יושב זה אולוב, אז הוא פוטו. ואם אין על כך שבזולוסו עם עסקה עם שור, ועל ידי שיושב אולוב נשמו מיד, אם כשיושב אולוב נשן עליהם ומנוע מלמוד הוא לבד החייב. So he's medayik the end of the tool. The tool says like this. If it will not break without him and it broke with him, he's chayev. If it would break earlier, the last 3 lines in the Rosh, in the Tuv. V'imayin yin kach, shebezulotso yim iskayim shor, v'ad ishiyoshav olov nishbar miyad, im kshiyoshav nishan aleyem, u'menom ilam olit hu levad echayov. V'im lav kulam chayov. If he didn't let it to get up, he's chayev. And if they could have gotten up, they're chayev. But the Tuv says it only in the case that it's about to break in an hour. But if it's not about to break in an hour, even if they could get up, they're put. So the first chelik, or we'll have to be mevarer in the sugya, is be'etzem to be maimik shitas rashi, and shitas rashi besvorim makes sense. Every time that the people could get up, they are part of the mazik. While they are part of the mazik, the mele avadet echayim. Pshat ha-gemorim is pshat. He never saw such a Gemara. First you say Pshita, and then you ask the Kashi, Mamash Fakir. אין כזה בשעס, he says. And he asked פשיטה, and then he told me, one second, בכלל don't understand, why they don't have to get up? And the two says no. And the first Gemara, they don't have to get up. זה נגוד, אני אומר, we have פשיטה second day. And the second Gemara, then they have to get up. And the only case that they hide. So the Goen, the second case of the Gemara is that he hold him down. That he hold him down. This is the second case of the Gemara. This is the second case of the Gemara. Also, Lefi the two will have to understand. So Lefi the two, in the first case, even if they can't get up, he's chayav. In the second case, Val is going to break in 2 hours, and he came. So then, if they could get up, he's potu. And they chayav, because they can't, he hold him, and he doesn't let them to get up, the mele he's chayav. The mele he's chayav. Well, again, I have the same kasha. So why the Gemara is asking pshita? We're speaking already in the same case. So here about me mad, it's the second nekuda that we have to be able to. So again, the first nekuda is the etzav ha-machloikes, what Rabbi Lutam says, Tamil Rabbi Lutam, lo yodati ma asvore. The Rashi makes sense. Every time when people can get up, they're part of the mazik. But if the two, what is the svore in the first case, even that they can get up, they potu, and in the second case, they chayim. About it. We explained a little bit, but we're not master this. But the second baya is, the Gemara says, pshite. So the fear Rashi, the pshat is, we drop the whole sugya, we're starting from the beginning. I don't know why we're doing it. Because we could have stayed, like we asked, at the Friedrich of sugya. But the fear the two, we're staying with the regular sugya. What is the case? It's about to break in 2 hours. And he came, and he came in an hour and it broke. And the chiddush is that it's considered he broke it. Either could run away, he didn't let him run away. Why the Gemara has a kasha pshita? Everything is good already. What is the kasha pshita? Again, the Gemara has the kasha pshita. If it will not break without him, he's chayav. And if it will break without him, he's potu. So the Gemara is going to break in 2 hours, and it broke in an hour. I would think it's like a fire that he's potu. It's not like a fire. Then the Gemara, either could run away. Why did not chayav? He doesn't let him to run away. For the Gemara pshita, Why is pshita? I mean, this was Seder HaGemore. Seder HaGemore was, if it cannot break without him, chayav. If it could break without him, potu. It could break in 2 hours. I would think that it's considered it could break. Chiddushes, it cannot break because it could get up. Now he asks the kasha, why they don't hide, why did not Bukhuyim to get up? He didn't let him. What is the new kasha pshita? The Firashi, we ask, what is the kasha pshita? Stick with the same parents. Why you went back to the old Gemara? And if you're the two, we ask him, what is the pshat and pshita? Mikol Mekoyim, the Gemara answers that the chiddush in the sugya is Shilchuah moves away from the sugya v'chsharti as mitzas nischoy. Ma'u the same in koichoy lav ki gufoy domi komashmal on the koichoy ki gufoy. He didn't sit on the bench and didn't let him to get up. He's leaning. Look in Rashi. The lo yoshabolo elo omad al raglo v'nismach alein. Now look at five people are sitting and he comes and he sits under. He's a big person, yeah, he could sit up, he lies on all the fire. They also can't get up. Then pshita that he's chayav. He's on the bench. He's not on the bench. Rashi says, he's not on the bench. He's standing on the floor. As a kasha. If he's locking them down by laying on them, this is called that he's on the bench. For sure he's chayav. So Rashi, he's standing, and he takes his hands and he doesn't let him down. It's not only that he doesn't let him to get up, I could have been a zapshat in the Gemara. We told you that it's going to break in 2 hours. He came, he doesn't let him, and it broke. They said, we wanted to get up. He didn't let us. What would be the halacha then? Maybe Gromme, maybe not Gromme. Maybe we'll find some Rishonim that will say such. If you'd ask me without the Rishonim, I would say this zapshat. They were planning to get up in an hour. So he doesn't, why he didn't get up? No, the answer is he didn't let him to get up.
And it didn't break because of it?
So the hands are not doing it?
No, he's lacking them down.
But the hands have nothing to do with it.
But Shaydi Gmar Nishta, and broken an hour with his weight. He's giving over the weight through his hands. Now, the Shaila is, why it's called Koich? If he puts his foot on it, it's called... So, the answer is what he's putting on it. He's putting his weight. How he's putting his weight? He's on the floor. As a Musay, you can put your weight through the hand. It's about the mice. What is doing? He's standing on the floor, but
he's leaning on it. It's part of his weight.
So this the Gemara calls koichus. But Bias al Kedaito that this is not called Odom HaMazik. This is not called Odom HaMazik. No, this is possible. A person takes a stick and hits someone. No one says it's called Odom HaMazik. When someone takes a stick and hits someone, it's Odom HaMazik or Koichel? It's Odom HaMazik. You kill someone, you chayv. It's Odom HaMazik. Now he takes his koyach and he puts his weight inside. And this the Gemara is Mechadish. So some Achronim want to say that it's Poshet, that if you will take as a bench, and he takes a stick and he leans with two sticks on the bench, Avada is chayv. Only when he does it through people. We have to understand what is the avon of this koich. But this is the chiddush of the Gemara. So again, lulei Rashi, we could have come with a third mahalach in the sugya that the koich is to black these people and they're breaking it. But could be was poshut to Rashi that it's grovim ba'al mitz mitzamtzam. Could be was poshut to Rashi that not. So Rashi was mechadish what is koich. Not that he's not letting them sitting on them. Raglov ala oretz. The nishan bechol koichoi, and I would think that this is not mechay. And this needs avon. This needs avon. Now, Rashi adds here two more lines in the sugya, but this is adds one more noise that Rashi brings down. It's nisbayr in the sugya, even though we have a machlekes tool and Rashi halvite that we have the taina and the people why they didn't get up. Lefi Rashi, it's all over. And lefi the tool, it's only in some cases. Frek Rashi, so every bold test, the bo'achar v'yishlimo ileyud, why the first person is potul? Why doesn't tell him, hoyo lechole malois? Look in Rashi, the bo'am asril, v'lei melei ilav atun bedidi. Ve'adem shiyoshavti yolechem la'amoyd, umedeloy amatem, כמוני שברת, וגבי משלים בור לעשור, הולג אליי כשהוא יאוכל, דמייהב אליי לקאמה למעבר. What Rashi means? Think good before you ask. Joe, what Rashi means? What? What do you mean doesn't? And it was an hour, Ari? So, חידוש הרבה, that calls, בואו בשביל לעשור חיים בחמש דקות הראשונות. אפר שור, שניים חיורים. אבל זה קשה. So Rabbeinu Peretz says a pshat that if Rabbeinu Peretz didn't say it, I would not say it over. He says there's no way to fill up the tap without feeling the bottom. Rabbeinu Peretz says it, right? The problem with this pshat is that chutz from technical zachen, it can't say we're gonna. But in Metzias, I'll tell you a pashta case. The Gemara says later, if you have a boat test and the second guy made a tefach on top, achron chayim, right? You can fill up the bottom. It's not true, pashta. It's not true. You could have a chetimtza. But I think the kashim Rashi is not a kashim. Maybe Rashi means it. What do you mean? And what you chayv and bo? And what you did the bo? B'shas akriya, I didn't do a boy esa. Right? So I'm potu. I don't Rashi. Here, I'm sitting now and I'm breaking now with my weight. I have to get up. The shaila, what Rashi is medame b'chlaf? I don't know yet. But the Maile of Rashi is Medame, it brings us back that the tool was, it's not supposed to be this Yisoy that they have to get up. Again, Rashi is learning they have to get up in the whole sugya. The tool says not every time is a taina for them to get up. The taina to get up is only in the second case. So, without getting into mamakim, but first to know the tzus of the shmeisa, you die first to see the goyim of Shulchan Aruch and then the goyim of Bar Yosef.